Hey, what's up? It's Cody Campos from Static X, and you're listening to Talk To Me.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Talk To Me. This is episode 262. This is the return of Tony Campos of Static X talking about the latest album, Project Regeneration Volume 1. As a longtime Static X fan, I am blown away by the album and hope you guys are too. I was very skeptical of this album. I did not know how I was going to feel about this album, but man, do I love this album. So make sure you're checking out the album and make sure you stick around for my chat with Tony Campos of Static X. But first, let's talk a little bit about some live streaming I've been doing. If you guys have been paying attention to the Facebook page or the YouTube channel, on Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, I'll be doing some live Talk To Me's. They're about an hour long. The last episode featured Chris Sinzak of the Decibel Geek podcast, Matt Nas of the Roach Coach podcast. The week before that was Chris Aiken from the Classic Metal Show and friend of the show Jason T. Smith, Mr. Thrifting Extraordinaire himself. And then a few weeks ago, we did one with Baco from Cobras and Fire. So we'll have some special guests on, get some topics going. And the one cool thing about the live streams is if you guys want to be interactive with the show, if you're watching on YouTube or the official Talk To Me Facebook page, you can comment. We see those comments. We can pop those comments up on the screen. And you'll be, if you have a question for us, if you want to voice your opinion on our topic, they'll be read, they'll be answered, and it is a lot of fun, and I'm having a blast doing them. So make sure you guys are heading over to the Talk To Me YouTube channel. Make sure you are subscribing, or head over to the Talk To Me Facebook page, which is just Talk To Me Talk. Yeah, facebook.com/TalkToMeTalk. Like the page, and a reminder will be sent to you. But like I said, you guys, Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern, YouTube, Facebook, Talk To Me Live, special guests. A lot of fun and a lot of interaction. You guys have been a blast interacting with the show. Scribble jumped in last night at the end and was pressuring us for all the information on upcoming Megadeth and so much more. Also, we've still got some large and extra large Talk To Me t-shirts left with the Pizza Skull Headphones logo. If you would like one of those, $20 free shipping within the United States. If you're outside the United States, we can get together and come up with a price on how much it is to get to you, because once you start shipping overseas, it gets a little pricey. $20, free shipping in the U.S. Reach out to me, DM me. I'll let you know how you pay, which is just paypal.me/talktome. Give me your address, what shirt size, and I will get one out to you. And we have a good handful of larges and extra larges left. So make sure you get your Talk To Me shirt today. But back to the guest at hand, we've got Tony Campos from Static X on. It's a lot of fun. For the longest time, the original Tony Campos interview was one of my highest downloaded episodes. I believe he was episode like 21. So it's been a while, but to get Tony back on, it is a blast to have him back on. He was great as always. So let's check out some classic Static X. Let's talk to Tony Campos. Hear a track off the new album, and then I will talk to you guys momentarily. Welcome back to the show. Tony Campos, new album, Static X, Project Regeneration Volume 1, out now. And Tony, man, so happy to have you back on the show.
Thanks, man. Good to be back.
And, you know, just going through the album, I mean, if you're a Static X fan, you have to be, it's like Christmas and Christmas in July today with the new album being released.
Yeah, literally, right? July, yeah.
Well, I mean, the reaction online so far, you know, I've been kind of keeping my eye on it today, has been overwhelmingly positive. And that even goes back to the 20th anniversary tour, taking out Zero in place of Wayne and everything else, man. Everybody seems to just be all on board with what you're doing with Static X.
Yeah. It definitely feels good, man. You know, seeing all the support. Yeah, I mean, I knew we had something really cool, really special. And, it took us a little longer than we thought it would to get it out, but I think the end results was worth it, and I think the fans are getting it. You know, they're seeing the time and effort that we put into it. So I know it feels good, man, that the fans are digging it.
Now, were you nervous kind of putting this all together before the 20th anniversary tour started? You know, because I think that, you know, this kind of could have gone one of two ways. You know, it was either going to the way it's turned out, which is very positive, or been just a colossal failure, you know, trying to replace Wayne.
Yeah, definitely. There was a lot of pressure, some apprehension in it, but, I knew we our hearts were in the right place, and if we just followed our hearts, I felt like we could pull this off, and so far so good, you know.
Right. You know, I've had many friends go and see the show on tour, which was one of the more extensive tours that I've seen in a long time. You know, bands talk about going on tour and they release 6 weeks worth of dates, and I feel like Static X was on tour for almost all of last year.
Yeah, it didn't start out that way, but it just kind of grew after a while. I mean, initially we were just going to do one run in the U.S., and it just grew from there to overseas. You know, hit Australia, Europe, the U.K., and then we did another run in the U.S. So yeah, it grew beyond, you know, anything we initially envisioned for this. So, yeah, it's all been a pleasant surprise.
Was it the whole deal where you did the initial run and then promoters saw that the fans were into it? So that's when they stepped up and thought, okay, this is going to work?
Yeah. And I think even before that, we had already booked, or we're in the process of booking Australia when before we hit the road for the first U.S. leg. So, I think it was a combination of you know, people seeing the numbers of fans coming out, and I don't know, maybe it's just, you know, the internet hype too. I don't know. You know, I don't know what goes through the minds of promoters. Other than how much money can I make off this band?
Yeah, after a certain point, I'm sure you're just a number and not an entity.
Yeah.
You're on a spreadsheet somewhere.
Right.
You know, the one thing kind of looking back on it, you know, the 20th anniversary tour is the, you know, three of the four guys, obviously Wayne couldn't be there. Do you think Wayne would have participated in a 20th anniversary tour, you know, the way it happened, you know, with just as the four of you together?
I certainly like to think so. You know, had Wayne gotten sober and distanced himself from the negative influences in his life, I truly believe, and we all truly believe, that Wayne would be here with us, doing this with us. The Wayne that we all knew from back in the day, you know, he would have been here with us.
So for you, did you need Koichi and Ken in the band to do this? Were you... Was there a scenario where you would have done it with another guitar player, another drummer, and Zero?
No.
Okay.
No way. It's just, it had to be, you know, those two guys. You know, we went the furthest back with Wayne, and you know, and Kenny in particular, he went even further back. You know, with the Deep Blue Dream days, you know, in Chicago, and that other band they were in, Stygian. So, you know, it had to be those guys. I wouldn't have done it without them.
So on to the Project Regeneration Volume 1, once again, out now. Going through, you know, how did you get to these vocal tracks? Because I don't know how in the Wayne Static Camp you were towards the end there.
There's three songs that we recovered. I wouldn't say recovered. That's not the right word for it. I just stumbled on, I guess you could say. A producer, a friend of ours, actually Ulrich, turned me on to these three tracks that didn't make the Start of War record that had Wayne's vocals on. And, you know, we recorded like 16 tracks for that record, and, you know, those three got left behind. And so... you know, we revisited those, rewrote all the music. The music kind of sucked on them. Well, that's why they got left off the record, yeah.
Right.
But,
They're normally B-sides and D-tracks for a reason, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's how we came across those. There was one song out of the original five demos that I first got that had Wayne's vocals on it. And then the last batch we found a mutual friend had in storage. And unfortunately, a lot of them were damaged. But we were able to salvage some stuff. But a lot of it was just vocals only. And so, we had the right music underneath. Wayne's already recorded melodies and, you know, his vocal performances. So yeah, that was a little different way to write, but, it was a challenge, but, I think we did a pretty good job with this stuff.
And with an album like this, how much are all the vocals Wayne or part of it, you know, Zeros are, you know, kind of a mismatch, you know, maybe a little bit of, Wayne on top, but maybe some background vocals done by you and others?
Yeah, the majority of the tracks have Wayne's vocals on them. The ones that we developed from demos that didn't have Wayne's vocals on them, Zero's singing those. And there are some songs that are... that Wayne's singing on that Zero will pop in to, you know, just do like a backing vocal as well as myself.
I was listening to it today, kind of thinking about, you know, Wayne's vocal style was processed. It had some effects on it. And I think that he might be one of the few, maybe like an Al Jorgensen too, of like that you could do something like this with where you're not going to, you know, you don't have to get a, like a Journey has to get a replacement that sounds exactly like Steve Perry. You know, you've got to get somebody in there that can sound similar to him, but then you can throw some effects on it too, and it's not going to lose a lot in it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how little to no special effects Wayne used on his vocals. He just used the normal, you know, the compression and some reverb, but that's about it, man. He really didn't do the Eventide harmonizer thing that Al does. You know, Al does that awesome.
Right.
And we already ripped off Ministry pretty fucking good. You know?
Yeah.
if Wayne started singing through one of those Eventides, it would have been really obvious, you know? and maybe Al wouldn't be my friend at this point, you know?
Right. It'd be you'd only be in 899 bands rather than 900 at that point, right?
Yeah, right.
How tough? I mean, we kind of touched on this, but how tough was it to kind of go back and hear those tracks and hear Wayne, you know, this many years later, and you know, knowing he's not here to see all this, and you know, how tough was that for you to kind of process?
It's definitely a bittersweet experience. It's the kind of thing where, you know, it sucks he's not here, and I wish he was here. But you know, we did the best with what he left us, and you know, I think, you know, he'd be cool with everything we'd be doing, and I think we've done right by him, and it makes it easier. That his family and the fans have gotten behind us and told us that we're going down the right path, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad that, you know, what you guys are doing now has so much, you know, like the internet buzz you kind of talked about earlier, but the hype around it, and you know, people are stoked about a new Static X album. And I've talked about it some on the show before. You know, I was in a new metal band back in the day. I was in a band called Primer 55 for a while, and that band was semi-popular at the time, then went away, and it was almost like a black eye for a long time if I said, hey, I was in this new metal band. And then now, and now I get people hitting me up on social media like, dude, Primer, man, I fucking love that band. You know, it's like an ebb and flow of.
Yeah, I know. It was so weird that, you know, like new metal kind of became a taboo thing. Oh, right. You're a new metal band. You know, it's all metal, man, you know?
Right. Yeah, and you know, it's very similar to like the glam stuff, you know, the hair metal bands, you know, back when we were coming up, you know, some of those bands got a really bad name, but now, you know, look at those bands, they're packaging up,
right?
and doing, you know, arenas and stuff again. So it all comes in ebbs and flows, so.
So yeah, I mean, look at Steel Panther, you know, they're huge now.
Yeah, right. And the I guess the sad part of it all is you know, he kind of went out at a down period where Static X and a lot of the other bands of the era are coming back around and doing very well for themselves, and it's just sad that he doesn't get to see this.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, man.
It's just cool to see you guys doing it again. You know, it was awesome to see the response to the, you know, the 20th anniversary tour of Wisconsin Death Trip, which is still, you know, even you get those new metal lists out. And I heard a new metal list the other day, and the number one new metal album of all time was Wisconsin Death Trip over the debut from Korn. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were. So,
I don't think I would put it there, but hey, thanks.
You know, looking back on 20th anniversary tour and 20th anniversary of Wisconsin Death Trip, you know, what was some of your initial reactions to 20 years ago putting out that album and it getting reaction and people digging it back then?
That was overwhelming at times, but very, very cool experience, and see all the fans there at the shows, and just seeing them sing along and mosh and bang their heads, you know, it's such a cool feeling. And to be on stage again with Koichi and Kenny, and being out on the road with those guys, you know, just brought back a lot of really cool memories. And that's kind of what this was all about, you know, it's just a bring back all the memories of the cool times we had with Wayne and each other back in the day, you know. That was a really, really cool part of the whole touring experience.
So I guess we'll kind of end on this type of stuff, but you did Static X for so long. You were a mainstay, you know, one of the founders of that band, but then you leave the band and you go on to Soulfly and the Possessed and, you know, just so many bands and Ministry and whatever else you played with. But in those bands, you know, you're hired in to do a job, but doing Static, being able to go back and do Static X, how does that feel for you? You know, how do you feel more, you know, is it more of a baby type thing rather than just a gig?
Yeah, you know, like as much fun as I had, playing with those other bands, and grant you, those are most of those bands I played with were like with bands of people that I grew up listening to.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, that made me the musician I am today, you know, so that was a lot of, it's just an incredible experience on its own. But to be able to do Static again with the guys, brought this up from the ground up, you know, and to do it with Kenny and Koichi, the guys that, you know, helped bring this up from scratch, you know, it's definitely a different feeling, but just as cool, if not cooler, you know, because it's something that we did together.
Well, Tony, man, I want to appreciate your time today, and I do want to end off this episode with Terminator Oscillator. That's the one track so far that's jumped out at me. Can you tell me a little bit about that song and how that one came together?
Yeah, that was developed off of one of the original five demos that I got from Wayne, and that was just, like a lot of the stuff on that, it was just the one riff and the programming. And it's just cool to remember what it was and to now listen to it and hear how far it's come. And just like everything else, you know, we were able to take the raw bones that Wayne left behind and made something really cool. So it's just really cool to hear the finished thing after all the work you put into it, you know?
I am the sense, the vicious, the wicked.
All right, huge thank you to Tony Campos from Static X for taking the time. Thank you guys for listening each and every week. Make sure you are rating, reviewing, subscribing, letting your friends know that you are listening to the Talk To Me podcast. That would be much appreciated. Head over to Facebook or YouTube Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, to check out the live show. Comment, get involved. It is the most interactive we can be in 2020 here. And until next week, where my guest will be Jeremy Spencer, former drummer of Five Finger Death Punch, current vocalist of Psychosexual. He is on. It is a great chat. Go down the Five Finger Death Punch rabbit hole. Talk about what he's doing now. It's an all-around great chat. If you are a fan of the band or a fan of good conversation, make sure you are back next week with Jeremy Spencer and myself. So for the Talk To Me podcast, I've been Joshua Toomey, and I will talk to you guys soon.